You're listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Order, order.
Good evening, this is Mark Darcy in Westminster. Tonight, does the arrival of Jeremy Corbyn as Labour leader mean fewer defeats for the government in the Commons because of the reaction from Northern Ireland's DUP MPs?
There is revulsion, quite frankly, and I put it as strongly as that, in large sections of the community in Northern Ireland.
And sealed with a licorice lozenge, the strange tale of Britain's first ballot box.
What's particularly interesting and very Pontefract about this box is that a licorice stamp, the famous Pontefract cake, which is a small tablet of licorice which has got a sealed stamp on it, was actually used to do the sealing.
But first tonight, will this...
The opposition leader has appointed a shadow chancellor who believes terrorists should be honoured for their bravery. Will the Prime Minister join with all of us on all sides of this House in denouncing that sentiment?
Meanless of this.
The ayes to the right, 285. The noes to the left, 312.
Yeah. Nigel Dodds, the leader of Northern Ireland's biggest party, the Democratic Unionists, was on the attack against the new leadership of the Labour Party this week at Prime Minister's Questions. So does his obvious anger mean that his eight troops, who are a key ingredient in any alliance to defeat the government's narrow Commons majority of just 12, be more reluctant now to line up with Labour as they did just last Monday in a key vote on the rules for the EU referendum? Well, last night, John McDonnell, the Shadow Chancellor, criticised in that question, apologised for saying IRA men should be honoured. This is what he said to David Dimbleby on BBC One's Question Time.
I made this speech to a group of Republicans because one of the problems that we had is if there was a feeling that they were defeated or humiliated, and this was on both sides, they would not stand down. So I made this speech and I urged them to put their weapons away and to participate in the peace process. And it was a difficult time. I think my choice of words were wrong. I accept that.
What should you not have said of the words
I should not have said the issue about the honouring. I actually said afterwards that there's no cause that justifies the loss of life in this way. I accept it was a mistake to use those words. But actually, if it contributed towards saving one life or preventing someone else being maimed, it was worth doing because we did hold on to the peace process. There was a real risk of the Republican movement splitting and some of them continuing the armed process. If I gave offence, and I clearly have, from the bottom of my heart, I apologise. I apologise.
So will the DUP's obvious anger mean that David Cameron can sleep easier in his bed, troubled less often by defeats in the House? Well, I've been talking to Nigel Dodds, and I started by asking him about the reaction to his question in the Commons.
Both inside the House, immediately after I asked it, and outside, I had a lot of support, obviously Conservatives, but a lot of Labour MPs. Felt it was a question that a lot of their constituents and a lot of their supporters were asking and felt should be put to Jeremy Corbyn, because there's a lot of unease, as we know, about the fact that he chose John McDonnell over others to that crucial post, given his background. So I was pretty overwhelmed by the reaction that it received on all sides of the House.
Did anyone from the Labour hierarchy come up to you afterwards and say anything to you?
Not particularly, no, but one can tell that in large swathes of the Labour Party, I think, are not people who have much of a different view on John McDonnell's remarks than I have.
On Monday night, you and your colleagues were still content to vote alongside Labour in the attempt to vote down the tax credit cuts that the government's putting through. But would you be in a position to cooperate or coordinate strategies even with a Corbyn Labour Party?
Our position will be to judge each issue on its merits and to decide what's in the best interests of the UK as a whole and obviously Northern Ireland. I think it does become much more difficult for us to have wider discussions with the Labour Party generally, as we were able to do under Ed Miliband, when you have people like Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell running the show. We will remain independent of both of the big two parties, but clearly there is revulsion, quite frankly, and I put it as strongly as that, in large sections of the community in Northern Ireland. I have to say, on both sides of the divide, at the fact that people who want to see the IRA honoured for their so-called bravery are actually holding such eminent positions in British politics.
So it's not just a matter of the merits of a particular issue and a vote in the Commons. It's also, for you, a feeling that it's toxic to your supporters in Northern Ireland if you're seen to be cooperating in any way.
Well, we will vote on things like welfare reform, tax credits, on the basis of what is in the best interest of the people we represent. And that's why we voted against the tax credit proposals by George Osborne. But what I'm saying is that in a wider discussion as we go through this Parliament, for instance, on matters to do with the EU referendum, undoubtedly having Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell there makes it more difficult for us to have those wider discussions about a more general approach to political issues. I'm reassured to some extent that Vernon Coker has been reappointed as the Shadow Secretary of State. He has made it clear that he's going to be responsible for Northern Ireland policy. He's committed to the principle of consent. I certainly think that having him there in charge of Northern Ireland policy, if he's allowed to get on and set that policy and be responsible for it entirely, will help.
Yeah, I was going to come on to Vernon Coker, because surely his appointment is a sign that the Labour Party's Northern Ireland policy is not suddenly going to turn bright green.
Vernon's there at the moment. There's a lot of members of the Shadow Cabinet who are there, I think, to see how things pan out in the end. Jeremy Corbyn is reserving his position on a number of issues. Clearly, I am reassured by what Vernon Coker is saying.
You've had conversations with him about this since his reappointment to Northern Ireland.
I have, and he's making it very clear that he is responsible for the Northern Ireland policy and that there will be support for the institutions in Northern Ireland, for the people of Northern Ireland's right to remain in the United Kingdom as long as they wish to do so.
So as long as he stays there, you're not too worried about what they might say about Northern Ireland, at least?
Well, I wouldn't put it quite like that. I worry about what John McDonnell and Jeremy Corbyn have said and done in the past when they had a clear choice between supporting Democrats in Northern Ireland, even if they were nationalists, and those who were using the bomb and the bullet. They chose to side with those with the bomb and the bullet. So I am worried about what they've done in the past and what they continue to believe.
Now, in terms of raw Commons arithmetic, at the moment, if your name appears alongside an amendment or a Commons motion or something that the government doesn't like the look of, I imagine your phone starts ringing pretty rapidly thereafter. I'm just wondering whether the government might start feeling it's in a position to be able to shrug its shoulders a bit. Oh, well, the DUP are off on manoeuvres again. Never mind, they'll never really be able to cooperate with the Labour Party for very long.
I think it would be a mistake to underestimate the role that the DUP can play as this Parliament progresses. We will obviously not be cosy or chummy with the likes of Jeremy Corbyn or John McDonnell, but on the issues, we will take a hard-headed realistic position, acting in the best interests of the UK and in the interests of Northern Ireland. And if that in times means that we vote with all of the opposition parties, then so be it.
Nigel Dodds. And that interview was recorded before the Question Time apology. But the parties say they remain unimpressed, and they accuse Mr. McDonnell of making excuses for his remarks.
And that's the end of the relevant part, so now we'll just skip straight to the end.
And that's all from us till Parliament returns on October the 12th, the week, incidentally, when we'll be celebrating the 70th anniversary of this programme. I'm Mark Darcy, the editor was Peter Knowles, and that was Today in Parliament.
There are many more Radio 4 news and current affairs programmes to download for free. Find these on the website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.